From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey is claimed to have killed at least 260 Syrian Kurdish fighters and Islamic State militants in a four-day offensive in northwest Afrin province to clear the Turkish frontier of a security threat. Hundreds of Kurds and their supporters marched Tuesday in Athens, opposed to the Turkish operation. President Donald Trump is expected to express U.S. concern about Operation Olive Branch in a phone call Wednesday with his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. At the State Department, spokesperson Heather Nauert said Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has already conveyed his alarm to the Turkish foreign minister.
This area that we're talking about, Afrin, was relatively stable, given that it was Syria, but it was relatively stable. And now we're seeing it not. In that situation. So we're tremendously concerned about the situation. We call on all parties to remain focused. The reason that the United States is in Syria is to focus on the fight against ISIS.
However, Nauert said the U.S., NATO ally, understands Ankara's security concerns about the Separatist People's Workers' Party, or PKK.
We understand their concerns about the PKK. So we're having conversations with the Turkish government about addressing those concerns, but also trying to bring stability and encourage them to de-escalate tensions.
The main objective is to neutralize the so-called YPG Kurdish militia in Afrin province. Ankara insists they're allied with the outlawed PKK. The UN expressed concern over the use of deadly force by Ethiopian security forces in opening fire on anti-government protesters. At least seven were killed in the clashes between security forces and worshippers taking part in a religious ceremony in Amhara region in northern Ethiopia on Saturday. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, speaking Tuesday in Paris, said Syria may be still using chemical weapons against its own people after rescue workers accused Damascus of using chlorine gas in the rebel-held enclave of eastern Ghouta. The U.S. confirmed Tuesday that Americans were among the casualties in the Taliban attack on the Intercontinental Hotel in Kabul, Afghanistan, over the weekend. Again, State Department spokesperson Nauert.
We offer our deepest condolences to the families and friends of those who were killed and wish a speedy recovery to those who were wounded, including multiple U.S. citizens who were among the casualties.
At least 22 people were killed in that multi-hour attack, including 14 foreigners. The director of Central Intelligence, Mike Pompeo, said in Washington Tuesday, North Korea's nuclear missile program is designed not only for self-defense, but perhaps intimidation as well.
We do believe that Kim Jong-un, given these tool sets, would use them for things besides simply regime protection, and that is to put pressure on what is his ultimate goal, which is reunification of the peninsula under his authority. And so we don't think it's the case that he's simply going to use this tool set for self-preservation. We think he'll use it in a way that is either, you call it what you will, call it coercive, is perhaps the best way to think about how Kim Jong-un is prepared to potentially use these weapons.
Pompeo said President Trump is intent on a diplomatic solution to the nuclear dilemma, but he said the CIA is preparing a series of options if that fails. A 15-year-old boy opened fire on a high school in rural western Kentucky Tuesday, killing two students and wounding 14 before being arrested. Several are in critical condition. Richard Sanders is the state's police commissioner.
I will tell you the 15-year-old is going to be charged with murder and attempted murder. And we're working with the authorities now to proceed with those charges.
Authorities have not yet released a motive for the shootings. President Trump will attend the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Thursday and Friday. Gary Cohn is a White House economic advisor.
We're going to the World Economic Forum to share President Trump's economic story and to tell the world that America is open for business.
Cohn said he'll also seek more reciprocal trade policies from U.S. partners. This will be the first meeting in Davos of a U.S. president in 20 years. The Brazilian city of Sao Paulo has closed its zoo and botanical gardens amid a yellow fever outbreak that has so far killed at least 70 people. The woman believed to have been the inspiration behind the iconic Ken-Do poster Rosie the Riveter during World War II has died at age 96. Naomi Parker Fraley was the young woman in blue coveralls and a red and white polka dot bandana at a wartime production plant, who rolled up her sleeves and showed her biceps with the caption, "We can do it," as a way to cut down on absenteeism and prevent strikes. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.